Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Zach from New Braunfels tweets at Jason and Deb, says the Cowboys haven't been this bad since 2015 when Romo went down and we had Brandon Whedon. Usually the Cowboys just get my hopes up. This year, they've completely dashed them early on. Chiefs are my second favorite team. Plenty of room on this bandwagon, Jason.
Man, I remember when Tony Romo went down. That was dark days for Jason Dick.
It's still dark, man.
Dark days. You're not even over it. 5 years later.
Hear him on TV every week being awesome.
That's my quarterback. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I've been willing to bet that you were railing against Tony Romo, and you were one of those guys like, Tony Romo never win it for the Cowboys, and it wasn't until he finally was gone, and you're like, oh, what, this
you
is
were,
Dak.
You were there for days where I would have to rally the troops for Tony Romo. Kenny trying to tell me Phillip Rivers was a better quarterback than Tony Romo. Get the hell out of here, all right?
When are you getting your Tony Romo tattoo, Jason?
I'm probably not going to get one. But no, I also, the whole second team, that doesn't do it for me, all right? I just, if I give up hope on the Cowboys, I would just put all my hopes in fantasy, all right? Just going good. Good-ish.
Fantasy.
Right?
Talking to which, Nigel and Portland on your ass.
Oh, yeah?
Although you do have two players tonight in the game. I am done, apparently, but it's like 107-93, and he was...
Oh, that's a problem for you.
He's trash talking me, all right? You still got to get a lot of points, sir.
Who are the two players he has tonight?
I don't know. Who's he got, Nick? Didn't you say, you know?
One of them's like a kicker or a defense.
Oh, yeah. If Sam Sloman can score 11 points, then I will avoid outright disaster. But I have a team that scored 200 points, all right? I have Kyler Murray. Uh-huh. I have Davante Adams. Uh-huh. I have Deontay Johnson, all right? And I'm going to lose.
Oh.
How? So how is that
tight end league?
Oh, 2020.
Yes, it is, all right? I love the weird tight end league.
Twister came and stole my double wide. Things ain't been quite the same since my hound dog died. Oh, God, I'm so alone. Please, Deb O'Keefe, say you love me all on the phone.
Deb calls a random business. A stranger got him to say, get him to say I love you. Brown's Court Bakery in Charleston, South Carolina.
Guys, yesterday I had a totally relatable day, and I went to the farmer's market in Miller. And I hadn't eaten breakfast, so we got a coffee, and I was like, oh, man, there are so many delectable items to get. And I got an empanada, spinach, oh, my God.
Yada.
This is a bakery, right?
Brown's Court Bakery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was looking to pick up some pastries for the office today for lunch. Do you guys have, like, savory pastries, like empanadas or Cornish pasties or anything like that?
Not quite, no.
Just more sweet ones?
Cheddar croissants.
Oh.
And I'm almost out of those, if I'm honest with you.
Oh, okay.
It's been kind of a busy morning already.
And then once you're done, you're done with them, right?
Egg sandwiches and some bagels would be like other savory options that I have, but that's probably going to be about it.
Okay, I think that'll work. Everybody likes an egg sandwich, right?
Yeah, so if you come sooner than later, I'll be able to help you out. I don't hold anything over the phone. It's first come, first serve.
I got it, and you have been busy. That's good, though. I like that you guys have been busy.
Later.
All right, man. Well, thanks for your time. I'll see you in a bit.
Sure.
Thanks. Love you.
Whoa, you got mudslayers.
Damn it. Being busy. Croissant sandwiches. Get in the bin. That's disgusting.
I guess
that empanada.
I don't have a croissant sandwich experience, but it didn't seem that bad to me.
No.
Empanada.
A croissant is sweet. You're supposed to put butter and jam on it. Don't put any other stuff in it.
I'm sometimes, a detractor on the mixing of the savory and the sweets.
Yeah.
But I mean...
Would you eat a sandwich with a donut as the bread?
Hamburger, yeah. Donut burgers.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What? Donut?
Give me a biscuit and then give me jam or give me sausage.
Yeah, okay. Biscuits can go either way. I have to agree with that.
Can you do both?
Can you do biscuit with jelly on it
and sausage in the middle, make it a biscuit and jelly sandwich? Yeah, you can. The answer
people
is
put bacon jam and stuff like that, I guess. I don't know. You know, I am weird. It is a bit of a me thing, mixing the sweet and the savouries. But to me, a croissant is a pastry that is delightful and should be warm and should have butter and jam on it.
What's an empanada?
Empanada is Okay, get at me if I'm wrong. Peruvian? It's South American, but it's a pastry that is stuffed, but it's really nice. Like, it's like a cross between pastry and dough, if you know what I mean. Like, it's not croissant. Let's say croissant is flaky, right? And then a roll is doughy. It's almost like a cross. Right. It's like, I don't know. I don't exactly know what it is, but I know it's delicious. And I got one at Farmer's. I think I spent like $100 at the Farmer's Market yesterday.
And it's got savories in it?
Yeah, yeah. I think you can sweet. They did have maybe one sweetened empanada, but they were out of it. But they usually have.
What you just described to me is like a deep fried burrito, which sounds great.
It's not fried. It's baked.
Oh. Well,
it's like a
fry it anyway.
It's like a pastry-ish bun that's stuffed and, I don't know. Get out. Is that Jason and Deb? What the heck is an empanada and where's it from?
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Linkin Park Hybrid Theory 20th Anniversary Edition could be yours coming up in just a moment. Hold on for that. Somebody says our pronunciation is poor.
Empanada.
Empanada.
Is it empanada?
I think you should empanada. Put a yada on there.
I did put a yada on it.
But you said nada.
Oh, empanada.
Empanada.
Empanada. All right, so not Peruvian, Argentinian.
Nope.
Venezuelan.
Nope.
Guatemalan.
Nope.
No, further south than that.
Now there's a bunch of tweets saying there is no ñ. So, you know what?
So empanada, empanada.
However, you say tomato, I say empanada. That's fine. Let's do it like that.
Well, what is
empanada.
It?
Empanada.
Empanada or empanada? I got to know. I want to say it right.
Chile.
Nope.
Not Peru. I've gone back to Peru again.
Dude, go a little bit north.
Omaha.
Go way north. And then, like, way east over an entire ocean to Portugal.
Another one of those impossible to pronounce places.
Wait, Portugal or Spain? Completely different countries.
Well, I mean, it listed both.
No, but, like, if you're over here, you're going to say it's yours. So does that mean it's Brazilian? Because Portugal colonized Brazil.
People get too territorial on their foods, all right?
It's agreeable to be territorial.
It's agreeable to be territorial?
Yeah, like if your country invented this, then that's yours. You can't take it away.
Sure. All right. That's real resting on your eighth grade Laurel stuff, if you ask me.
You love resting on... Right. What's the name of my middle school again?
St. Thomas's Monastery.
More.
Mini
St. Thomas More.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I got the initials right this time.
What color was my tie?
Excuse me?
My school tie.
Wore a tie to school, huh?
Yeah.
Trick question.
School.
Multiple colors.
Yes, it is.
Multiple
what colors was my tie?
Have I seen a photo of you in this? Is that what you're...
I don't know. Royal blue and gold. Right.
Speaking of interesting fashion decisions, you got a pants situation happening?
Yeah, have you seen them today? You don't look at me. I know that. But look, I'm actually wearing like a nice top. I don't know, what'd you call this, a sweater? I got some shoes on. Sometimes I come in here wearing flops. And I got jeans on today. Yeah. And look, they just keep going up. And they
keep going up?
Look how high-waisted
they are.
That's
very high.
Mm-hmm. Very high, like halfway up my back. Like it's 2 inches to my bra strap. And I like them. They're comfortable. And they've got very narrow pockets, though. Look, the pockets go to here. I'm going to put in there. Look.
Why? It's 2020.
It goes like three knuckles.
It does not go deep enough. Is that what you're saying?
You think that? Yeah. Could you do anything with these pockets? I don't know. I prefer deeper pockets, but they're high-waisted. They kind of feel good. I think they look good. But the trouble is, you sit down. That high-waistedness is now all up in my... I don't know what you call this part of your gut here.
Does it cut you?
Oh, like a wire fence. No, it's not in my undercarriage, down where my bunghole is, as our former president liked to say. No, it's like it gets right in my... I don't know what this bit's called, but I'm like, I was driving today, and I was like, oh,
stomach?
God. It's like, it's right by...
It's too high.
This is my rib cage.
Yeah.
My rib cage is right here, and here are the jeans. But this is... I got these on Amazon Prime Day, because I was thinking, I need some fat pants. I need some jeans to walk around in while I'm overweight. And for me, I'm about 20, if you really want to push it, 30 pounds overweight. And so I've really started working out hard recently. So I don't really want to buy any nice, fancy clothes. But I don't know. Nick, you're wearing jeans today. I feel like maybe I'm getting back to where I want to wear like normal clothes again. Yesterday, went to the farmer's market, didn't have one bit of workout gear on me. Like, that's been months.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because of the temperature or your body
Slovenliness, coronavirus, and temperature. But yesterday, I said I went to the farmer's market, got myself an empanada. I don't know what it was. It was delicioso.
Turnover.
Yeah. Sure.
That's what Wikipedia says is that they're a type of turnover.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's a pastry with stuff in it, and it's baked, and it's delicious. But I was wearing my new Tims, my black Tims, that are now covered in mud because of the dogs. Thanks, a-holes. And a pair of ripped jeans and a purple T-shirt. And okay. I was like, look at me. I don't have any workout gear on.
Uh-huh.
And then I got, as soon as I got home, literally like 10 seconds after shutting the front door, those pants were off. Like, jeans, get out of town.
Yeah.
Leggings, put them on.
I am currently... I don't have any wearable pair of jeans. Do we still have those super tight ones that I used to keep down in here a million years ago?
Oh my God, your moose knuckle jeans.
Maybe I could get them on now. But yeah, all of my...
Let's put those on.
All of my jeans were just super husky fat kid jeans. But I am...
You're not really a jeans guy, though.
Well, it was always weird when he would wear them.
Yeah, jeans are weird on you.
Outside of your mom jeans.
You're like a Dickies guy, or your shorts, and now you're a cool guy pants guy.
Well, yeah.
Ooh, you know what you should become now?
What's that?
An overalls guy.
Yeah, I'm not going to become an overalls guy.
Come on, overalls and a nice tank top?
Not going to do that.
Oh, yeah. No,
plus
I saw
your weird
pits.
Fuzzy hair with the gel in it? No. Yeah, that's how we should do it.
I am loving life in the internet pants world, all right? Me and the Polo Mono people have come to an agreement.
So tight right now.
Yeah. That's why I don't want to mess with that. It's like they're very constrictive, all right?
These are Levi's as well. This is the first time I've worn Levi's since like 501s were cool in like 1989 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about them.
Yeah.
I'll take some pictures and put them on Twitter and see what you guys think.
It seemed like it was doing good things for your behind.
Oh, yeah?
The backside.
Well, that's always the number one goal with jeans.
Jeans, yeah. But I was going to say, like, because mine frequently will cut me, and I didn't want to insult you, but I think it's a fat guy problem. And so sometimes, like, if I'm driving home, I'll have to, like, just unbutton them.
Yeah, maybe I'll just do that on the way home.
Isn't that just your jeans are too tight problem?
No. It's definitely a stomach issue for me.
I am a bit chubby right now, and the most that carry my weight is in my stomach. Cortisol, stress, anxiety, trying to get rid of all that.
Guys, I've been sitting on it. not literally sitting on it, but I have been on it for 2 weeks now, an internet pants situation that I have been waiting to unveil. Today was supposed to be the day.
You and all your unveiling, make it worthwhile, for God's sake.
Well,
bring some content to the table.
Ed Clements had invited me to his golf tournament, and then he uninvited me, but I had purposefully bought these Notice Me shorts to wear on the golf course today.
Why did he uninvite you?
The company buys so many slots. And
spend money on golf.
It is a charity event, but the Ed puts on this event every year, and the company buys a certain number of foursomes. And the big boss, what do we call him? One of the big bosses came down a couple of weeks ago. I was like, hey, do you want to come play golf with us? And I was like, yes, I'd love to. Nice. I've been working with Ed for a year. I've been begging to get him to go on the golf course with me. And we've never played together. This was going to be my force, my way in the back door opportunity. And so I was all excited. I come into work in the middle of last week. Apparently, the slots have already been taken. I was like, you offered me the slot.
Oh, rescinded.
So they took it away.
Do you want me to find out who it was that took your spot?
You know what it probably was, they did their homework. They went to @JasonDig101X on Instagram and just had a look at some of your outfits and your attire that you wear. And
this was
pink shorts
on the golf course.
Golf course approved. Okay.
Yeah.
This was going to be
a collar on that tank top of yours.
This was going to be a money look. And I was going to wear it today anyway to rub Ed's face in it. But then I was like, you know what? I'm not confident about my performance, and this outfit requires confidence. I can't do it yet.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Linkin Park Hybrid Theory 20th Anniversary Edition of album coming up in just a second for you. It's beginning. Boo!
No.
It's kind of snuck up on me. I lived in the dark for a week. Halloween is this weekend?
Yeah.
It's happening?
Yeah, it is.
What's up? I figured Alfie would be all Halloweened out by now.
I've only got three costumes. Got three costumes for him so far. So I was going to do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, bring him in, take some pictures. But I could probably go, maybe today is a good day to go. It's always a good day to go the week of Halloween to get discount prices on pet Halloween costumes. I'm sure human ones too. Do we have to
dress
up?
The week that it's actually... No.
Yeah, like the closer you get to Halloween. Obviously, afterwards is great as well, but the closest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we doing that? I'm going trick-or-treating.
I mean, it's on Saturday, so I'm not even if there were office shenanigans to participate in, but I would not participate in them anyway.
We never do.
Yeah.
There's a costume contest going on here.
Isn't it virtual though?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute, what? Really?
You should Photoshop a costume on you, Nick, and then send
it in. We unvirtualized. Everything is, everybody's back in there.
I wanted to, I think it's virtual. I don't know.
I think it's virtual.
But I chose a political costume, and we can't do a political costume.
You have a political costume?
Yeah, I was just going to put a fly on my head. I've said too much.
Uh-oh, good luck.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You can say it. Save it. That's
fine. Yeah, yeah. I'm real confident with that one.
You're going to be fine. Tricks and Treats is a contest we're having over at 101x.com. If you have a picture of your dog in an adorable Halloween costume, upload it, and the grand prize doggy is going to win a gift basket courtesy of Nulo Pet Food. 101x.com, you can upload your dog and vote on all the dogs that are up there already. All right, go. I understand this Linkin Park thing is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big deal to Linkin Park fans. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember Hybrid Theory coming out 20 years ago?
Yeah.
God, I'm old. It can't be.
It's the 20th anniversary.
Okay. Yeah.
I think they would know.
I was at the back room in the year 2000 when they were opening for Cottonmouth Kings. And I was like, hey, this is, you guys got it going on right here. I like this.
You knew it.
I like what's happening. Did I know it? I don't know. But it's hard to know anything at the back room. Fun place. But right now, we have a 20th anniversary edition album download. I understand it has many, many, many extras, all the goods. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Does Deb know stuff about football? It's coming up next.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Zach from New Braunfels tweets to Jason and Deb says, I loved Hybrid Theory when it came out. I was in middle school. Jason, I know you're a Limp Bizkit fan, but of rap rock bands, Linkin Park is Coca-Cola to Limp Bizkit's Pepsi.
Oh.
I see you're just trying to start fights with me,
Zach.
No,
he doesn't want to fight.
No.
Limp Bizkit is like some sort of weird regional soda that I'm like, well, because I'm driving through this town, I guess I'll take a...
No.
Lincoln, I'll take a Carolina orange soda.
Linkin Park is the one that crossed over and was like, hey, we're half rap rock, half boy band, okay? Which soda is that? Is it Sprite? I don't know. But if there's a Coca-Cola of rap rock, it's Rage Against the Machine.
I suppose so, but they're way better than rap rock.
Yeah, I wouldn't put them in the rap rock category.
What are they?
Against the Machine.
Yeah, if so, they're like the kings and everyone else are just serfs, lowly peasants. Mm-hmm.
Limp Bizkit's going to have a revolution. Renaissance, guys. Better watch it, okay?
Ooh, watch out.
We have a 20th anniversary edition of Hybrid Theory from Linkin Park. And go.
So I just sing this thing here. Here it goes.
Does Deb know stuff about football? What in the hell does she know about football?
This is so effing stupid.
Does Deb know stuff?
God. You should call this thing, Will Deb Take a Shirt Off for Jesus?
Our contestant is this for real? This is Massey?
Good morning.
What's up, my guy?
How did you get through? This is amazing.
Haj just said, I'm the only Linkin Park fan still around.
When we played our Nick mashup last week, you crushed it.
Mm-hmm. This is a ball don't lie situation.
Yeah. All right, Massey, you know how the game works. We asked Deb three football trivia questions. You tell me, does she know? Get two out of three, and you're going to score this Hybrid Theory 20th anniversary edition. Congratulations. I'm already giving you credit for it. What had happened was week 7 in the NFL trivia. Things that happened in the NFL this past weekend. Deb, you watch any NFL stuff?
No. Contrary to last weekend when I actually did watch a fair amount of content. I don't know why. When did the Vikings play? San Antonio guy was not inflicting any of that nonsense
this weekend?
Me. Yeah.
They were on a bye.
Oh, that's why then. That's why there was no TV on in the house.
Yeah. That's congratulations to Vikings fans on your bye. I can't wait for the Cowboys bye. That sounds awesome.
I bet you can't.
Okay, here we go. Atlanta Falcons running back Todd Gurley cost his team a win against the Lions because he did what? Is it A, fumbled the ball on a go-ahead touchdown attempt? B, threw an interception on a trick play? C, punched someone on the other team and the penalty took them out of field goal range. Or D, he accidentally scored a touchdown. Do you think Deb knows the answer? Massey?
No way.
No way, he says.
Do we have a pronunciation of empanada yet? Is it empanada? Is it empanada? Either way, Massey, you wrong. I'm right. He accidentally scored a touchdown when he wasn't supposed to.
Whoa.
I don't know.
How did you know that?
A butterfly flew into the net that lives in between my ears in my brain, and it just catches some football things.
Yeah.
Mostly the butterflies go out the other side, but
right.
I don't know. This came across my news desk.
It
confused me, and so I read it three times to try and understand it.
It's a very unique situation, and like, how could scoring a touchdown, which is the ultimate goal, cost your team the win?
Right.
But yeah, he did it.
Hence three readings of the story to understand.
Yeah. Do you understand now what happened?
Yeah, they shouldn't have scored, or they should have kept the ball back to run the clock out so the other team didn't have time to go for a touchdown, but they didn't. He accidentally scored the touchdown. The other team scored the touchdown, put them ahead.
The Lions
Is that
had,
right?
Yeah, basically.
So I had to read it three times.
Lions had no timeouts, couldn't stop the clock, and so the Falcons could just take it all the way down, kick a chip shot field goal, and win. That would be the end of it. Todd Gurley, who very famously, fantasy owners will remember 2 years ago, had a touchdown at the end of the game, but went down on purpose just to run out the clock. And everybody said, how unselfish of him. I'm like, oh, unless you had him on fantasy, that's pretty damn selfish if you ask me. And so, yeah, this time he gets to the goal line and you see him sort of try to stop. Weak-ass effort to stop. Todd Gurley, that's what I would tell you. And then, yeah, the Lions got the ball back and went down the field. It was a very exciting finish. Lots of exciting finishes.
I feel like the same thing happened to somebody in college football in, like, the Big Ten. Some situation.
Oh, this weekend, yeah. Well, they scored too fast. That was the Indiana-Penn State
thing. You never want to score too fast, guys.
all right, Massey, we did not get that. We can get the next two, though, and win the tickets. The Arizona Cardinals attempted their game-winning field goal on second down, which is strange because traditionally you kick field goals on what down? Do you think, no multiple choice here, does Deb know the answer? Massey?
No way.
No way. This guy let's stay in my house. Fourth down.
Yes.
Massey, why are you hating me? Why? Look, this is what you get. Biggest Linkin Park fan that I know. You screwed everything up.
How do you know that they kick field goals on fourth down?
Because that's when they're desperate. When they haven't made all the downs, they've got all the yards, they're like, okay, well, let's just go for it.
That is basically correct. Do you know why they kicked it on second down?
No.
Because I don't know either. This happened in overtime last night, late after I was asleep.
Well, there you go, overtime. Desperation.
Well, but that wins it.
It's like a 41-yarder. There's time on the clock. Position the ball, all right? Yeah. Move it a little bit closer.
It?
No, he missed it. He missed it. Again, I wasn't watching this, but the Cardinals and Seahawks were apparently, no, you win the game. No, you win the game. No, you
That's
win the
polite.
Game.
Polite.
Very nice.
Good sportsmanship.
Right. Massey, hold on. We got a prize for you.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Quincy tweets to Jason and Deb, says, hey, Deb, love you.
Hi.
It's pronounced empanada. The D is sort of thickened into a TH in a thick Mexican accentation.
Empanada?
Accentuation. Or enunciation.
What?
One of those Asians.
Who? No.
Empanada?
Empanada?
I don't know. That sounds way above my pay grade, man.
I always called it a jiffanada, so.
Oh, God.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
But what is it? No, I've got to know now. I don't know if I believe that person. I've never heard that.
Well, just look it up, Nick. Is there an enye in it or not?
An enye?
That's what it's called.
An enye?
Yeah. And right?
I don't know. I never studied Spanish. I just speak it.
What are the possibilities that you are considering right now?
Empanada.
Yeah, in the second one you're doing there, that N has it's got a little thing on it.
It's called a yada.
It's a tilde. If it's got a tilde over it, then that letter is an enye, right?
An enye?
And
sounds great. I'm not seeing it with any kind of additional umlauts or.
I studied French and German at school, so I know sort of the bare bones of those languages.
Yeah,
Spanish. All from the brain. It's all from just studying the people.
I studied Spanish in school. I have 13 hours.
I'll give you the
14 hours of Spanish from the University of Texas.
What does that mean? Your Spanish is like 1,000 times worse than
mine. I've got none of it in the brain, all right? it was already gone before I banged my head. Okay?
You had no butterflies with the Spanish?
Well, I remember a tilde, okay? I know about tildes.
So the little squiggles are called a tilde?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
It's the Spanish version of an umlaut.
No, you got me on that.
That's the two dots above German letters.
Is that the one that's in Jägermeister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they have the
umlauts
the little,
taste good.
The little dash over the E in French, that's called an E acute.
Mm-hmm.
What's the little, from? Isn't there like a, there's like a little arrow thing that makes it look like it's got angry eyes.
Yeah, but like on, it's in like a Benoit or something. Yeah. And then there's also in German, there's the S-set. Mm-hmm. Which is looks like a capital B with a long downstroke on it. Have you ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
You'll
That's
see that in
cloth.
The world foosball right. because mm-hmm. S set is double S.
Gotcha.
Mm. But why?
I asked Google how to just,
none
I
of your business.
Empanadas pronunciation.
Oh yes, Jason, put it. Have the gastroenteritis say it for us.
I think they got it set to gringo because they just say empanadas.
I think that's right.
Empanadas?
Ruby Two Shoes is tweeting at Jason and Deb says, Jason is correct. There is no ñe in empanada.
Empanada.
So say it as white as you like.
Empanada.
Empanada.
Empanada. Boom. I love saying it, though. Not as much as I love it. In my belly, get in my mouth.
Wow.
Dude, seriously, though, farmer's market yesterday. I don't know why I don't go every week. I've been meaning to. I don't know. It's just,
you seem
right.
like an old school farmer's
right.
market person. How have you never gone to the farm?
Yeah, I've gone to the one down in like Sunset Valley. I've been to the one that used to be by your old house by MLK station. The Miller one is the second time I've been to it. But it's grown as well. And
yeah,
we went late. We went at 1 and everyone starts to shut down at 2, if not before. But the last time I went, you go up and you go down and there's a little loop and that's it. And then this time it was like, oh, there was a little offshoot there. Now they have stuff under the hangar at Miller. I'm saying Miller like the old airport estate. People call it Mueller. It's wrong.
Yeah, they're not
but
correct.
It's funny. Anyway, it's a really beautiful farmer's market. I got some, what did I get? I got a bag of spinach. For my smoothies this week, I got some, Japanese eggplant. Better than the big fat ones. It looks more like the emoji that you would send a friend, if you know what I mean.
Mm, yeah.
And I got some, talking of big things, elephant garlic. The garlic bulbs were this big, guys. Massive.
That's huge.
Huge. Got some zucchini and squash. Got some fancy dog treats.
Be careful, that's not a cucumber, man.
Oh, no, I can tell the difference. Very easy. Oh, also, thank you to the guy who has the ice cream stall. They had doggy ice cream, and he came running after me saying, hey, is that dog famous on the internet? And I was like, his name's Alfie. He's a diva. He goes, oh, yeah, I know Alfie. And so he gave him ice cream. It was really sweet. Oh,
really?
We bought some frozen
pierogies.
Your
money's no good here, Alfie.
Yeah, money's no good.
Because you have no money.
I didn't want to tell him, but Alfie or Brady didn't like the ice cream.
Aww.
But it was really cute. They did these doggy ice creams on like a treat stick. And Brady liked the stick. I gave her half of the stick. And then I saw this other lady where she had like a little miniature something or other sheepdog. And she had been at the ice cream stand with her dog and her dog liked it. And so I went over, I was like, hey, here's the ice cream. Give it to your dog. My dogs won't eat it. They liked the stick, but they wouldn't eat the ice cream. And she goes, oh, well, my dog doesn't like the stick. So we did a dog treat trade.
What a perfect combo.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What a great day. And then we walked around the pond over there, saw all the duckies. Oh, this little adorable girl was having her 8th birthday. She had this little cute little tent set up and a tea party. It was lovely. It's nice being out in public.
What is the DQA? What's the point of a farmer's market?
It's for local artisans to sell their wares. Like, it's difficult for a lot of people, farmers, to get into big stores because stores want to get produce in for the least amount of money to pass that on to their customers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to a big gigantor farm, you're going to get your spinach for cheaper.
Right.
Now, if you're just a small farmer growing like one row of spinach, there's no way that you will make money on that selling it to HEB or other supermarkets. So they sell stuff like this at the farmer's market because you know it's homegrown, you know it's the ingredients are good, it's organic, it's local, so you're saving on food miles and carbon footprint and all that.
Mm.
And it's a way for them to get their product in front of the public.
Sounds like a hipster way, a way for hipsters to support other hipsters' hobbies.
It's not just hipsters, because I think the hipsters were in the minority out there. There were a lot of, it just seemed like people wanting to have their own business, work with their hands, work with the earth. And why not? Let's go out there and support them. Like, I know that this produce I bought this week is going to be amazing. I've already planned my meals tonight. I'm going to do some roasted vegetables. And, I bought some handmade flavored pasta. This lady was this gourmet pasta maker.
Flavored pasta?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like garlic and spinach flavor. Oh, I'm so excited. I told her how I was going to cook it. She's like, oh, yes, this will be perfect. Like, it's just nice. You get to talk to local people about their wares.
Oh,
and
talking to people. Jeez.
Support. Well, I guess you don't have to talk to them, but there's a guy selling, you know, homemade dog treats and giving out free samples, and they had a little dog water bowl out for it. It was just lovely, guys.
I usually
really
walk
nice.
By it every Sunday, one of my my walks
on
around
your walks?
The neighborhood.
You never go in?
I've been in with every time that a friend wants to go, I'm like, yeah, sure, let's go. But like, because right at the front, there's always one of those CBD stands, and I just I get so mad because I'm like, I don't want CBD, I want THC.
THC.
That's a faker, man. Phony.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.